This is the segue, the connection between last week's shiur and Yontif on Minhagim in general, and Yontif Sheni, which is this week's shiur. So Tav Samaches Siv Gimel talks about the meaning of Erev Pesach. That's Mokum Shenagu. That's how we got into this whole sugya in the first place. Perek Mokum Shenagu. Excuse me, Sif Dal. So the Bir Halacha asked the question, that there seems to be a stira between the simple read of the Mechaber, according to the Rambam, which is a Shach's understanding, simple reading, and what he says in three other places, not one, not two, but three. Where are the three other places which are contrary? One is Tav Tzadi Rav, one is Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet, and one is Yeridaya Siman Reish Yudalet. So because of this tremendous problem, therefore he, the Mishnah Berurah, explains the Mechaber along the lines of the Mavan Avraham. Anyway, we pass the way of the Halacha, even according to the Shach and the Falkiyata. But the truth is, it's not a simple Shach in the words of the Mechaber, so we're stuck with this absolute steer. So let's understand the various other places. It's interesting, the din of Tav Kuf, we should start with the board. We have to start with the board ultimately anyways. Let's start with the board already right now. If you don't mind. Just to put this, since the not everybody has Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet. Those who have a Mishnah Berurah, that even runs out. Thank you. Because Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet is in the sixth category of Mishnah Berurah. Most of us have only the fifth category of Mishnah Berurah. So the easy way out is to put it on the screen. Okay? So there it's discussing someone who's fasting. It's really quoting the Rambam. In Hilchos Tanios, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvov. Build the Rambam in front of them to read it from the Rambam. Hilchos Tanios, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvov. What does it say over there? It says that a person who there are different communities, and one they fast and one they don't fast. And the question is, you know, what is binding on the individual? So the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvov and Hilchos Tanios, you fast according to the place from which you came, and plain dat olachzor, ain dat olachzor. It doesn't make a difference whatsoever. Where did he get it from? A Gemara Masechta Tanis. Okay, you know that? Mm-hmm. What do you do? Be Rambam if you don't mind. Perek Aleph. Hilchos Tanios, Halacha Tesvov. Just trying to get as many people can see whatever they can see, it'll be easier. Aleph Tesvov. They're both on the screen. Okay, guys, I can get the Shulchan Aruch too, somehow? Aleph Tesvov. Okay, I want to put the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch on the same. There you go. Here's the Rambam. Perek Aleph and Hilchos Tanios Halacha Tetzvah. Let's read together the Rambam, and then we're going to go to the Shulchan Aruch. Appreciate it. I'm going to turn off the light up here. It'll be easier for people to see. Good, it's fine. Yochid Shem Mis'ane Alacholim and Israfi, Al Torah Ba'ovra, where the Mashlim Tanisa, that now I'm reading. Haholet Mimokam Shem Mis'ane, Lemokam Shem Mis'ane. Okay? I went from a place where they fast to a place where they do not fast. I follow my old custom. Notice, Ram did not tell anybody about Dato Eda Lamza. Kol Ram makes no difference. Ram Lashitasa. You have to follow your old custom. It's an irrelevancy whether you. Ram Lashitasa. Holach Mimoko Shem Misanin, Mimoko Shem Misanin. Harezim Misanin, E Mohen. What do you mean, E Mohen? You don't want to eat the sandwich when they're fasting. Again, Ikar Din, you should follow your old custom, and therefore ain't Misanin. But when they shini machlekes, you shouldn't eat. The Rambam is completely consistent with his opinion. Right? Because the Rambam we had, as we understood it, you always follow the place in which you came. Rambam she tells. But the Shadow Shulchan Aruch put it. Sif Aleph. Aleph was the days. One second. Hold on a second. Aleph is really Beis primarily. Hold on a second. Show the right now, welcome. I made a mistake. Tav kuf ayin dalet. No wonder I'm not seeing the screen. I told you the wrong numbers. My fault. Bri Lach was correct. Tav kuf ayin dalet. It's aleph and beis. Okay, here we go. Ha'olchim v'chashem besanin l'v'chashem besanin v'dat olavzor. The machaber, the magical words. V'dat olavzor tov l'sanat kol atanah shekibu aleihem. Ah, it's against the Rambam. Rambam says that olavzor. And since base, holy mokoshem misanim, mokoshem misanim, yisanei moim, again, afilu dato lavzor. Okay? Mechulim, miu, kevash al kibal of tainas, yosem mechutz, minayir chutz otchum, mutalecha betok lahashnim. What does that mean? That means he's now in a new place, but he's out of town. The fact that he came from Amisanim, again, this mechaber, just the first line, Sif Aleph already is against the Rambam. V'dat olavzo. So the question becomes, this is the kash which the B'alocha asks over here. Sim Tov Kuf Ayin Dal is against the Rambam, and Tov Samaches is like the Rambam. That's the kash which the B'alocha raises. Good kash. The Shach will say as follows. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you got to a place of Ein Mis'anim and you plan to live there forever and Ein Dat Olavzor, you need not fast. Remember, the Mechaber paskens against the Rambam in that respect. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'dat Olavzor, again, Holo v'mokosh v'mesanim v'mokosh Ein Mis'anim, V'dat Olavzor. Then you have to fast all the fasts she kiblu aleihem. But what will happen if you come to the new place you plan to actually live there? You're not required. This is the Shach's Pshara, if you remember from last week. Okay. Let's now go to the Yontem Sheni issue. That's in Siman Tov Tzadi Vav. Please turn. Tov Tzadi Vav. Tov Tzadi Vav, Rabbi Osai, which is also quoted by the Bir Halacha. Everyone up with that, please, the Tov Tzadi Vav. This is Siv Gimel. So in order to understand this, we have to go back to the beginning and open the Gemara Masechta Pesachim and see perhaps where Rambam got it from. We saw this in the Pre-Chodesh last week a little bit. We'll have to see a little bit more right now. The Gemara has enough Nun Aleph, just to chaz it briefly. Nun Aleph Amun Aleph. What the Gemara said. Last few narrow lines. Rabbi Barachana Achal Dayatra. Ol Gabe Rabbi Saba Rabbi Barachun Ravuna. Came the Chazinu Kasi Minayim. Amul Rabbi Amul Shavin Chusoy. First wide line. Rabbi Barachana Less They Hodet Na Nos Nol Chum Mokum Shalot To Bisham Chum Mokum Shalot Bisham. What did Rashi answer? No. Hani Mil Hechad Ei Dato Lavzar. Rabbi Barachana Dato Lavzar Hav. Mish is referring to what kind of a case? Ein dat olavzor. Notwithstanding that fact, Rabbi Osai, you put the chumri mokum sheyotze misham. It's a simple read of our Mishnah. Because the Ram got it from this Gemara. The Gemara says the Mish is referring to a case of what? Of ein dat olavzor. And notwithstanding that fact, the entire, it says chumri mokum sheyotze misham. Not like Tosis, it's done. It's Shmeravara Tosis. That the Ram says poshup shop in the Gemara. That's the first source of the Rambam, is this Gemara Befurish Ahir Adaf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. That's a simple pshat. That's where he got it from. But remember, the Prechosh goes further. And it starts with the Gemara, which is today's first line of the Rambam Kamas. Does everyone have Rambam Kamas? There's some more floating around. Don't have, there's some more here. Zok the Gemara Nun Aleph in the base. Rav Safra, Omri Rav Safra, the Rabbi Abba. Last line. Going on nan, the adinan, the kviya, the archa. The yishuv lo avidna, the shinui, hamachlekis. The midbar mai. Amale, hochi amaravami, the yishuv also, the midbar mutta. That's the whole sugya for this week. The whole black, that's what we're focusing on. Four lines of the Gemara. That's it. Okay? 4 days, if we go that far. On four lines. Okay? we could speak, talk about Be'il Rav. Okay, that's all sugya. So what exactly is the case? What exactly is the case? What's Rav Saf? Ein daito lachzo. So the Rav, why? Because if it's daito lachzo, why can't he do malacha b'tzina? That the Prichosh says. As the Yishu lo avidna. If it's daito lachzo, so, and he's coming from a place where he only kept one day, why must he keep a second day b'tzina? The Rambam didn't see any need for it. Right? So the question becomes, what's the case? Why should it be Yish Lo Avidna? Why this is the first three words in Afnun Beis and Aleph at the Prichodesh. Why should he do Malacha? Why? Now, of course, there are two opinions which are against the Rambam. Rashi, in other words, that's the key word. According to Rashi, in fact, you may do malacha b'tzina. You know, they won't ever said so. What did Tosfos say? Yishul avin avdina afilu b'tzina. Why? Vafilu dato lachzor. The lo afshal malacha b'tzina k'mo b'shar dvar. It's not shaykh b'tzina by malacha. You do the words that they get out. So Rashi said it's takal muta b'tzina. Tosfos said it's not shaykh with b'tzina. Rambam said, come on. No. Even though it sounds like Yishul Avidna, that's what it sounds like. The Pasha Pshad in the Gemara says the Pri Chodesh, and therefore what? It's talking about Ein Dat Olavzar. Because if it would be Dat Olavzar, why should you do B'tzina? Rashi's wrong and Tosis is wrong. So it must be Ein Dat Olavzar. Let's call a spade a spade. He moved from Yishalayim to New York, and we'll get to the details later on. But let's be drastic about it. From Yerushalayim to New York. Okay? And despite that fact, says the Prichodesh Pshat, and despite that fact, why can't he do malacha in New York? He moves in there, he's in New York, he has a job here, he has a passport, everything in New York. Why can't he do malacha in New York? What are you kidding? He's a New Yorker. He's a New Yorker. Says the Rambam, doesn't matter where you are now. It all depends where you were born. Born in the holy city of Yerushalayim, is Yerushalmi for life, and the Iker Adin, he keeps living in Yerushalayim one day, and the only reason that he keeps doing New York, and that he's living here for 50 years, is only Mipnei Shini HaMachlech. That's how the Prichodesh understood. Ram got his Kiddush from the Gemara of Nun Aleph of Kipshuto, and from the Gemara over here, Nun Beis Amin Aleph, according to Rav Safa. This is the Prichodesh's take on Shitas Haramba. On Shitas Haramba. Okay? Fine. Of course, the question becomes, why is it Isur Machlokas B'tzina? Why is it only a problem of Ein Dat Olavzar? For two reasons, says Prichodesh. We mentioned this briefly. Number one, if he's living there for his whole life, and he's going to keep one day, he's going to slip up somewhere in the next 50 years. Number two, people will be less forgiving if he's a local resident. We saw this all on Thursday. We read the Sefer Prichodesh. Now we turn our attention, Rabbi Osai, to the Shulchan Aruch. Tov Tzadivov Siv Gimel. Let's read what it says. Shulchan Aruch. B'nei Eretz Yisrael Shabal L'chutz L'aretz. Asurin L'asas Malacha B'yom Tosheni B'yishav Afilu Dato Lavza. Okay. This is Pashup Shat in this Gemara. Because Man Shlo Yigia L'yishav. He hasn't reached a community yet. Afilu Ein Dato Lavza Mutter. Why? He hasn't become a New Yorker yet. He's still somewhere in transit. Aval migia liyishuv ve'ein dat olavza. Nasa kemosan v'yosu ve'memit ve'miyishuv. V'chokotzutchum ve'nosan v'chomok shalio holach l'kdusha. It's against the Rambam. That's the Bialoch's question. What does it say? That once he got to the yishuv, he lost the status of an Israeli and became an American. No! According to the Rambam, once an Israeli, always an Israeli. So the Rambam is a steer in the Mechaber. That's the kasha of the Bi'ur Halacha. A steer in the Mechaber. That is the problem. That is the problem. It's interesting. I noticed over here in the Ein Mishpat, it says, "B'yishuv also the midbar mutar." Because over here, look in the Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Chav, which is this Shulchan Aruch. What? Perek Ches Halacha Chav is talking about Erev Pesach. The Rambam never quoted this in at all. Nowhere did the Rambam quote the Skimon Achmed Beis Halodavu, notwithstanding the Ein Mishpat. No. Not at all. Shulchan Aruch has it. Tav Tzadivav. But Perek Ches Chaf is Tav Samaches. It's not accurate. In other words, the two sources that are quoted in Mishpat Aleph are two different sources. Tav Tzadivav we just read now. And Ches Chaf is what we read a while ago in Tav Samaches, which is the other Ram, which is a different thing completely. So this is an inaccuracy when he quoted the Ram. Should never quote the Ram. The Ram left it out. We'll have to say what significance has that he left it out. But he did leave it out. Fine. So here's the question. So this question is raised by the beautiful Sefer, Yom Tov Sheni Kilchoso. I want to bring the show. What a great Sefer. Yom Tov Sheni Kilchoso. Remember Rabbi Fried from the Dallas Cowboys in the Rosh Kollel there? I'm not using that term as a joke. Does anyone know how Rabbi Fried captured the hearts of the residents of Dallas? One of Rabbi Fried's main associates is a Rabbi Epstein, who married a girl from my neighbor, from Riverdale. So I found out the inside scoop. Rabbi Fried was sent to start a kollel in Dallas. And now Dallas can shtickle a little bit here on Torah, but in those days when he first came, it was literally a desert. It was Texas. It was nothing. He came with a bunch of Americans to Dallas to try to win them over. They told him that Dallas is only one thing. The Dallas Cowboys. More than all the Gedolim and all that. That's the Dallas Cowboys. That's their thing. So I was told that when he came with his few Kurlniks, and they came to a meeting to come the first time, and they walked into the room with big cowboy hats, they danced around them or something or other, and that's how they won the hearts of the people of Dallas. The Baruch Shem Kurl is still going strong, and it started here. Shul started, the whole Torah community started with the Dallas Cowboys. And Rabbi Fried Baroshki is tremendous schus for establishing, in effect, a Torah community. Before he had that schus, he had a different schus. He used to drive up Shlomo Zalman every day from Bayit Vegan, where he, Rabbi Fried, lived, where Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was a Shiva called Torah, to his home in Shari Chesed. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was young, he took buses. Buses, he was in the. When he got older, he drove him. And when he drove him, he'd ask him questions. And on the way there and the way back. And all those questions came this whole Sefer. This is the second version of it. Tav Shalom Ches, after Rav Shlomo Zalman's Patira. But it's greatly expanded from the first version, which I also have at home, which was Rav Shlomo Zalman was still alive. I tell him exactly what year that was. I think 10 years before that, approximately. So this beautiful svarim of this Rabbi Fried Shlip. So he asks his kasha. Astir in the Mechava. Those want to look it up later on, I'll tell you where to find it. On page Tav Kuf Yud Tes in this edition. Stira. Yesh Dova B'Yishav Stira Sem Mechava. He says, what the Rambam said in Perek Ches Halacha Chav, that's Erev Pesach. Minik Kol Sharim and Hagim. It's a typical minik. According to the Rambam, you follow the place where you were born, and that's it. Ava Yom Tesheni Shal Golias, the who, quote, Minik Chomor. That's a quote. We'll see where it comes from. The Chol Golios Kiblu Al Atzman Shapir Kiblu Al Atzman. It's not just a local minig. Every yid in the world accepted upon himself the minig. He's Zarab and minig of Asechem Bietchem. All Klal Yisroel accept that minig on ourselves. Shapir Yeshlov and Esfil of the Rambam. The Gabe Midbar Asur. Hello Nesle B'Yishuv B'Nei Machlokus Levad. Ella Meikar Adin. The cave and the Ike Kabbalah al Kol Agolios Sukulu Kibuzos Shapir Shayach Be Al Tito Shtoras Yivecha Gam Lemi Shabo Be Eretz Yisrael. Look at this now. Shere Gam Bnei Eretz Yisrael Kiblu Aleim. The Kasher Yishtaku Be Mokom Shluchi Bezin Lo Igiu She Yinegu Shneim Em Tov Mishul Golios. Wow. Where did it say so? The place I'm going to show it to you was in the Ravid. Anybody saw the Ravid? There's a line in the Rambam which is unintelligible. But this we understand it perfectly. Open to the right, it's on the Maram Akarmis. Right, in an hour of pages, it's Mem Ches. The old people, the Sifkot Gimel, the old time, Yud Zayin and Aleph, Sifkot and Beis. He's in the right. The first line. At first glance, it makes absolutely no sense. The Rabbi writes as follows. The Rabbi writes, what happens? He's, of course, argued the Balamor, Kedarba. What did the Balamor say? The Balamor said, this is already in last week's Rabbi comes to Balamor. Balamor said, Behind the Naphtim in Marava, coming from Eretz Yisrael to Golas. What does he say? Also, the Mabin Avidita Beyond Kushani Beyishuv. Afilu dat olatza lefishu mina gadol shepashet b'chol agola kula ve'en lifritzva. He's explaining, I believe, exactly the question we asked before. Why is it aser b'tzina? The answer is not like any minute. It's a much different minute. It's a mina gadol shepashet b'chol agola kula ve'en lifritzva. But the Balamor, despite that fact, uve midber mutter afilu ein dat olatza kozman shlo yigil yishu. According to the Palamor, a guy is making Yerida and leaves Eretz Yisrael and he's on a boat, he can still keep one day because he hasn't yet reached his destination for him. Says the Ravid, no! Ze ain't no klum. Why not? She ain't b'chol ha'gola v'lo b'Eretz Yisrael mi shelo yinog shnei yomim tovim shel golius. What did you say? There's no Jew in Golis, nor in Eretz Yisrael, who doesn't keep 2 days. What? 2 days in there? Israeli? No, that's what he means. He means this. Even Israelis who were born in Eretz Yisrael never left in the whole of Shlomo Zalman, Shazal, never left Eretz Yisrael, a whole of Tamima, like Yitzhak Avinu. He never left his whole life Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference. He's an Eretz Yisrael digger. He's a Kabbalah himself, like all everyone in the world. If he should leave Eretz Yisrael, he has to keep 2 days. And therefore, even though you haven't reached your final destination point, you still have to keep 2 days against the Balamor. This is the Rabbim. The Rabbim is the same thing. According to the Yom Tovshani Kilchosa, page Tovkuf Yutes, it's a unique minute. He thinks this is the explanation of the Prichadosh, who says, Hamokom Gorem. We'll get to the words Hamokom Gorem a little bit later on. It's not completely clear what those words mean as such. Fine. A little bit further. The Avnei Nezer, quoted in the very next page over here, page Tov Kuf Chof, has a kash against the Rambam. What about an American, Rav Osai, who makes Aliyah? She has to keep 2 days for the rest of his life according to the Rambam. A serious kash? Who knows a Jew made Aliyah? Who knows any Jew made Aliyah? How many days does he keep? One. With the Rambam. According to the Rambam, she keeps 2 days. All depends. Once an American. Oh, is it about the Abdenezer's kasha? They didn't find such a thing. He says, no. It's the flip side. Flip side. You understand it's another minhagim. Why? Kamo shekilu b'nei erichol atzlam sheyavo l'chutzor. Zich takeya. Yechul alem chivak l'shenu shel goliyis. Kamo kein b'nei chutzor et kiblu chum razu rakol zman d'dayir b'chutzor et. The Chol Iker Kabbalas are minig lohesim b'mekom b'chutzos b'mad. They have to keep 1 day, even according to the Shita Sarambam. Okay, fascinating. It's a different meaning than all other minhagim. We'll come to the Chacham Tzvi a little later. This he explains on both sides the minig of b'nei chutzlaretz to make minyanim in Eretz Yisrael b'farhesia. It's the famous Shut Afkas Rochel. Let's get to what you. Who does not have a copy of these Makar? Everyone have a copy? Who's missing? Everyone has? Baruch Hashem. Source 4. Kol Shadat Olas Afishu B'chutzlaretz Harayu Ki'ilu B'aretz B'chein Mishu B'chutzlaretz Eretz Yisrael B'dat Olas Af Havi B'chlal B'nei Chutzlaretz Ninu B'chein Maisim B'chol Yom B'chol Shana B'shana Olim L'shol Shrigolim B'chutzlaretz Eretz L'aretz. The os in Yom Sheni Shul Golias Kitikuna Uke Mishpat and Chutzlarts. For the old, that is a miskaps and minyan in the Chutzlarts are all in the regal, Mispal and Tfila, Vekorin, Vetoro, Mafirin, Benavi, Vibracha, Tchila, Vesol, Kamosha Osim, Vyat of Sheni, Vchutzlarts, Vidava Zen, Nasim, Nime Kedin, if they gdoli Olam, for the pick Adam, Vidava Zen, Me Olam. Let's do Isha Kasha. Binyan. Hech mispala b'tfila santa b'far hesa b'eretz Yisrael. Vehech aloch hashkin le haidish k'tana yishtana no mea noch legas. For your masbuk lam shispala b'tfila schutzos b'tzino. That's a reyosif karas kasha. What is his answer? Al korchein. Loma. The sfila v'gdoli olam. The Adka notani al yishtana no mea noch legas ala b'malacha. With the kavasah. The afshal the mebek minei churva. Ala b'tfila. Afin yispala v'kiminik mokom shiotze v'sham. Lo nafim minei churva v'lek ala mechish v'levit. Rabbi Yosef Kahn gives his answer that what are you going to say? It must be limited to two malach. That's his answer.
What churva can there be malacha?
I'm sorry?
What churva can there be malacha?
If a person will see somebody else who's doing malacha, next thing you know, he'll also do malacha. And we've seen that in real life.
It's not,
it's a terrible churva. You get the davening wrong. It's not that the guy's doing any similar.
If they see that he's davening, whole, so then you might think you can do malach also.
I guess. No, if I cared. He's davening yantin. So what's the worst case? That a guy won't do malach on Israeli? He won't do malach on Israeli. No problem. There's no churva. Fine. This is what it says. The Yom Tosheni Kachas says, no, a different answer to this question. He says, as follows. Every Israeli was Mekabal on the Sabbath Yom Tosheni. What do you mean? In case it goes on every day. He didn't go on to the Rambam, that once an Israeli, always an Israeli, for all the Menhagim. Not this one. Today there's no Machlokes. Every Israeli, as the Rambam said, every Israeli took upon himself Yom Tosheni, in case it goes on every day. Vemeila, there's no machlokes. Now, meaning for the Ravid, lo igiel yishuv, you still have to keep 2 days. That means for the Rambam, that in the yishuv, in the chutzars, and in that alam, so you have to keep 2 days. And afkamina, for everybody else that is Americans in Israel, can keep 2 days, because even Israelis accept an effect on themselves 2 days in various circumstances. Adka. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting that this. I think before we go any further, we have to learn the Gemara according to the other Rishon. We haven't learned the Gemara yet. We'll come back to the other before later. Let's read Pashut open to the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on the afternoon Aleph and Beis, and see it according to the various Mefarshim, how each Mefarish learned these. Yes.
Is he really saying in the Shulchan Aruch or just saying in the Rambam? Because the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, you have the other stira. It doesn't really, this won't help.
No, he gave the answer. He answered the stira.
No, the stira by
the other stira. The other stira, you have to answer like the shach.
So why would you say the shach? You can't say the shach for who? You can't shach for the work here?
I don't think so. The shach said that there are 3 cases, right? There's a case where a guy is going back, a case where a guy is staying here, and a case where he's going like neither, in between. Right. That's what Shach said. But over here, and here, Rabbi Osai, let's cause it again. Tav Tzadi Vav, what does it say? There it says, Shabbat Chutzah, the Asur Lassim Malach of Yom Sheni, Yishu, I feel that Malavza. You're saying that Shach doesn't answer this question too. Why? Because ain't that the lapsar means he actually got to the final destination. And the Shach says, once you got to the final destination, that solves your problem.
Right.
So you don't have to come to the answer of the other
Mefarsh. Yeah, but is he saying it primarily to explain how the Rambam
will be different? Well, he said the Rambam because to answer Abnei's question, but he's also trying to answer the steward Shulchan Aruch. So you're saying, why bother? There's a different answer anyway.
And his answer
doesn't help. His answer won't answer the other cases.
That's
what I'm up for. Okay. Good. It's a very good point. Let's now take a look at the Gemara, Bosai. The Gemara on the Afton Alphabet. One more time. You have to go through the small details. You just read it too quickly. Omar Rav Safra the Rabbi Abba. Go to Anan, the Adinan, the Kviya, the Abba. What do you mean we know? What do you mean you know? How do you know? You have a degree in science? What do you mean you know? It says Tosis. We talk. Love is so to Hebrew. You have a degree in science. You know the kind. Nah. Look at Beis Adav Dalid. They also know science. Nonetheless, Va'avdi Treyome. Why? The famous Gemara there, Zoro ben Minigam Asechem Biatchem. So how is Rav Safra different? And the first time in a time, Shemamokom Shashluche Bezdin Magiyin. Vishon Ein Os Naliyom Echot. Vahainu Bekviyo Diarcha Shiodea Mosai Nikba Chodesh. What does that mean? That he lived in a place where the Shluchim came, and therefore he was an effective Israeli. He's an Israeli, God's an Israeli. He may have been some Golas, but the Golas where the Shluchim would come, he would be like an Israeli. Tahosam Lekal and Mixa Shem Yasam Alocha, beyond it, Shashon Kiddush HaChodesh. Every day, the Shluchim always can reach there. So within the 10-day walk, the Shluchim can always reach there from Rosh Chodesh until Yom Tov. Okay. But where is he now? Where is he now? So Rabbi Kiva says, I am Marsha. Okay, so let's follow this on the Makarks. Look at the Marsha. What did the Marsha say? Please turn to the Marsha. What did the Marsha say over here? Rabbi said, look inside, please. What did the Marsha say? The Marsha says as follows. Yesh the dakte. Im haya b'mocha shemagiyin shluchei bezdin, harei gam heim lo haya osin el yom echad. U'may kama b'yishu lo avidna. If they reached it, they reached it. V'yim no ma deratza lo ma l'yir shol rav safra, haya magiyin shluchei bezdin. Ela shuhu shol ha-holach lishbot b'yom lir acheres, shlo hayu magiyin shlusham shluchei bezdin. That's the other pshah. He went from one place to another, and the place where he lived, the shluchim arrived. The place we went to, they didn't arrive. In effect, he went from New York from Jerusalem to New York. Kasha, im hu ayachol agiel l'sham, ach asher sham bishluchei bezin beze yom kavu hakodesh, in ken gam ashluchim ayachol agiel l'sham adiem v'lamosu beze yom. What's the matter with him? What did he? He was there. He was an Olympic runner from Safra. If he reached it, the shluchim were probably better athletes reached it ahead of him. What's the case? The yesh liyashiv. Tell you what. Doesn't tell you what the answer is. So Rabbi Kiva gives the answer. Back to the Anashas. When he has the Shlomo, a very important Rabbi Kiva. The Habamokom Shemagiyim Gamken Shluchei Tishrei. He came from a place which was in a 10-day walk from Yerushalayim. So you would get there even in Tishrei. Why? How many days did you walk in Tishrei? How many days did you walk in Tishrei before Sukkot? 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's 7 days. You can walk 6 out of those days. And you can work 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. Actually, you have 11 days you can walk. Maybe it's a Shabbos. 10 or 11 days. That's what they do. You can walk at least 10 days, you can walk. Right? But can't guarantee more than that. Because why? You can't work Rosh Hashanah, you can't work Yom Kippur. But in Nisan, when there's no Rosh Hashanah, and there's no Yom Kippur, you can walk at least 2 and maybe 3 more days. So you went from a place which was a 10-day walk to a place which was a 13-day walk. The first place, the Shluchim would arrive, and the second place, the Shluchim would not arrive. But he, and the Chazal made a Gzeira, Gozru Zeh Otu Zeh. Gozru will call Nisan Otu Tishrei. So if you were more than a 10-day walk away, you had to keep 2 days not only on Sukkot, because you didn't know, but even on Pesach. This fellow lived in a place within a 10-day walk. He now is visiting a place within a 13-day walk, and it was called a Shnissan, so he knew when Tetzvah B'Nissan was, still had to keep 2 days. This answers the Kasha. The Heim Tzvich Alasas Beis Yamin Kedisa B'Mesech Rosh Hashanah. This find of Rabbi Akiva, as if he, if I may use the expression, he discovered America. He discovered America. This is not quite the case. If you look at Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Mem Gimel, right? I have a Gemara Sukkah in front of me. Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Mem Gimel. Amud Aleph. Here we are. Mem, Gimel, and Aleph. Lo yadinan. Okay, not because of your scientific stuff. No. Quote al Gemara. What does it mean? Who dair hecha de afdematu shluchei tishrei? Within a 10-day walk. Vizimnim de ozul ben nisan hecha de matu shluchei nisan levatu shluchei tishrei. De gazvina ba udukta nisanatu tishrei. Abdin in treyome, before Rosh Hashanah af chafal for base, he also kept 2 days. Chirei de mefur shetosvis sukkah mem gimel mem alef de mem maschil lo. Says the Maram in Sukkah on that Tosfos. The same is true. If you reach a place where the shluchim don't reach at all, but you know when it's Rosh Chodesh, so like today, we know Pi Cheshvan. So when Israeli goes to Chutz Laretz, is it before Shigamara? Yishuv Asur, that's Rashi B'tzinah Tosfos B'Farhesya, and B'midbar is Mutter, it's before Shigamara, and before Shemachaber. Tov Tzadi Vav Siv Gimel. Take a look. Let's go back and see. This is Mamash Al Gemara. You get to a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, you have a din of a Ben Chutz Laretz. Fine. A din of Furish. So what? That's it. It's called a Mishnah Berurah. It's gotten Yud. The yeshiva, as opposed to if you're in a midbar, you're not looking to keep those aloft. You don't plan to stay there. But if you're visiting in a city, you have to keep 2 days completely. Okay, there are the quotes to what we call over here. Let's chaz it again over here. Vafila bitzina osur, the top line of page 206, Mishnah Berurah. Achronim de lo ketaz. We pass like Tosfos against Rashi. And you go back to Tofs Anaches, etc. Okay, fine. Then the furish. What are you daven? What do you daven if you're an American, Israeli visiting America? What do you daven? What are you daven? This is the top of column 2 in Mishnah Berurah, page 206. B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Shabbat Lechut Sarks, Dat Alamza, V'chol Yom Tavisheni, etc., etc. Tzrichim L'spalal Tzvilah Shmoyesi V'lachash, Yom Tavisheni, 18 brachas, L'niach Tzvilah B'tzinah, Kevish and Adal Azar, Kubim Abba Shiyatsu Misham. Tzrich, a little bit of Shmal Busha Yomtiv, and they should double shall far Hesse. You gotta wear a suit and a tie, and then we're going to a polo shirt. Okay? As I state before, Mishnah Berurah, yes.
It means Israelis have to wear ties.
Well, I take that back. If the Israeli wears a tie in on first day Yomtiv and on Shabbos, which he really should if he's an American killer, then he should wear it the second day too. Okay, you are correct. You have confidence. Okay, fine. Atka. Okay, clear as day, I'm all saying, before Shigemara, an Israeli came to America, Mizman Hazeh, keeps 2 days, Isa Malacha, even Bitsina, if he's in the Yishuv, Davin's weekday, puts on Tefillah Bitsina, Atka, and before Shigemara, before Shemachah, before Mishnah Berurah, Shalom Al Yisrael. Yes?
Could one say that maybe he should put on Tefillah and then say Shema, like, beforehand? And then
that's a good idea. Excellent idea. Very good.
That's better than.
Probably better. It's called the Sabbath called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Very nice.
The Mishnah says that in Chutzlar that goes towards the
Sabbath. We're not after that yet. There's no Gemara about that.
That was Bitsina.
We're learning Gemara. We're learning Gemara first. According to the Tosfos, the Gemara is referring to a case equivalent of an Israeli coming to America. Used to be only from Nisan to Tishrei and stuff, but today we know we have Bucky B'Kriyah because every Israel is going to America. It's the same exact thing. Everyone with me so far? Yes.
As it comes to the Tefillah, yeah. So I mean, we said as far that from the Alex Rochel, the difference between Tefillah and Malacha.
That was suggested by some.
Right. So what does that have to do with the Aishan and Chol? That idea that the Churba. How is that related to?
That's what some Rishon said. I'm not going to the Prata right now. That's some said.
But the Mishnah Berurah is based, I mean, he's saying it's based on that.
That was the Afkas Rovel, you're quoting.
So the Mishnah Berurah says that if an Eretz Yisrael should die into the skull, it's not, you don't need to get
up
there.
Who knows what they're doing? They're looking at their sitter, no one knows.
So yes, one
they will not be able to daven like a guy out of Israeli in my shul, spent nice Shabbos with us, came Sunday morning, he davened the whole davening, from a palm. Mamish. Why did you say it's not from a palm. So this guy would be under shame, he would be allowed to daven from a palm. That becomes easier to say. Okay? Okay. Rabbi Isa, the world's competent. I guess he's more used to reading from a palm than reading from a book. So the world's competent. Mamish is sitting there, and sure, it's a durable other place. He's saying, Asher, Shavit, Sabbath, he's davening beautifully from his palm. I've seen at the airport, at a wedding, he's in shul. You ever see people davening in palm from the shul? You ever seen it before? You've seen it. Because I don't look like that. I never saw it before.
I can't find a
siddur. No, there's a siddur everywhere. You want the sfaras to be after him too, whatever you want to be after him. But he prefers his palm. What can I say? Okay. Rabbi, we now turn our attention to Rabbeinu Chananah. Rabbeinu Chananah is a very, very complex source, and we have to see it very, very carefully and slowly. Rabbi, everyone with me? Rabbeinu Chananah. Omer Rav Safa Rav Abba. If you want to know, it's the last line of the alphabet. The Adana Bekfir the Afra. Ubenei Mekomi Osen Shnei Yomim. Whoops. Whoops. Is he an Israeli or is he an American? Or a Babylonian? Three choices, Rav Abba. Israeli, American, Babylonian. What is he?
The Rach.
Not the Rach. Rav Safa. According to the Rach. Huh?
Babel,
obviously. Because his people did two days. Kibeino lemesek leheretz Yisrael, to laav the eliyomecha. I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. They keep only one day. Biyishuv lo avidna. Simple level. I'm not going to do malacha in Yerushalayim. Why? I'm an American. I'm a Babylonian. I'm an American. B'midbar Eretz Yisrael mahu lasos. Can I do malacha in the midbar in Eretz Yisrael? B'yom shu barli shu chol. Wait a second. In Yerushalayim, I'm not going to do malacha. Why not? See soon. So the midbar, maybe I can do malacha. What? B'yom rabbanim kichi I got milsa. B'midbar Eretz Yisrael knows no lo chumri b'abba shalat yotze b'sham. Oh, lo. Wait a second. You put the Chumriyot Rav Misham in Yerushalayim, for sure. Despite the fact that they cause you a machlekes, and now the question is, do you put the Chumriyot in the desert? There is Israel. It's backwards. Amalei, Halchem Rav Ami, B'yishav Asur, I can't do Malacha in Yerushalayim, B'mid B'mutter. I mean, the words fit imperfectly, but it's backwards. Rav Shlomo Zalman stood the rock this way, and he passed it based on the Rach. The Rach, not passed it. The Rach seems to say, Klar. This is the shadow. Also, who in this room has ever spent a regal in Eretz Yisrael? Ever. Everybody, Baruch Hashem. Now, if you kept 2 days, you found the Rach. The Rach, that's what Shlomo Zalman said, look at the Rach. The Rach says, you didn't spend in the desert, you spent in Yerushalayim, in Abraham, wherever you were. So, be Yishuv lo avidna. I didn't do Malacha because I'm in the Yishuv. The question, of course, becomes, why in heaven's name should it be mutter in the midbar to do malach? This is the pella which we don't fully understand. So again, Shlomo Zalman is quoted here in the Sefer Shmiras, the Yad Mishneh Kilchoso, page Kuf Tes, that you have to keep 2 days. But but why is it different in the midbar? Pilei ployim. So the Chasam Sofer has the following mahalach. He says like this. Listen very carefully to every word. Someone with a baki b'kfir the yach. Why must he keep 2 days? Let's say he lives in a midbar in chutzar. There's nobody there. Why must he keep 2 days? You know why? Low plug. Low plug. No distinctions. Baki, no baki. Doesn't matter. Low plug. If you're in a yishuv in chutzar, you have to keep 2 days. You know why? Minik hamokom. They're both a very important distinction. An Israeli in America, there are two reasons to keep 2 days. If you're in a city, minig hamokom. If you're in the midbar, low plug. Low plug? If that's the case, make the following comment, they're both saying. The following comment. A ben chutzar is in Eretz Yisrael. he keeps chumre makom sheyatza misham 2 days. You know when? When the chumre makom sheyatza misham is meikar edin. In New York, I keep 2 days meikar edin. The equivalent, Yerushalayim, Lahavdil, but that's the equivalent, the big city. I keep 2 days, right? Because the chumre makom sheyatza misham is in New York. But what will happen if I would live in the Arizona desert with the fire, without the fire? I live in the desert of Arizona. I'm in the desert. I still keep 2 days. Only Mishum Lo Plug. When I'm the equivalent in Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the Negev, I would not have to keep 2 days. There's no Chumre Mokom Sheyotze Misham when the whole day is the Lo Plug, even the Chutzlars. A wild idea based on the Chasam Sof. So therefore, let's go. B'yishe lo avidna, because why? Chumim makom sheyotze misham. B'midbar Eretz Yisrael, ma'u, b'midbar mutter. Ad kan the words of the Chasam Sof, and also explain based upon the Chasam Sof. Wow. This being the case for Bosai, it comes out according to the Rach. If you live in Yerushalayim for Yantav, you have to keep 2 days of Pesach of Shalem Bazaar. Adka. So far, so now again, what? So it's great. We stop here. We're in great shape. We've been pushed at the shaila of an American in Israel and Israel in America. Trump the mouth toasts one way, the rock another way. We can stop shiur right now. Stop. Done. Only halfway through of us. Let's turn to the Ravan that everybody has on your Makara sheets. Ravan is the very first source. The Ra'avan, he starts off very much like Rabbeinu Chananel, but he ends up a little bit differently. Let's read the words of the Ra'avan inside. You have to have it. You know, everyone has it? Everyone has a copy? You have?
I don't
know. I'll give you a Ra'avan. Ravan himself.
Can I share with him?
There's a Ravan. Take the Ravan and take this too. These two pieces of paper should do you for the dollar. Okay. What does the Ravan say, Rabos? Let's read the Ravan together. Quotes the Gemara, and he says as follows. B'nei, compared to the Rach, in the textual analysis. U'b'nei mekomi osin shnei yamin. That's word for word from the Rach. Now, ki azlina le Eretz Yisrael. Here it says ki beina le basic le Eretz Yisrael. He says ki azlina le Eretz Yisrael. The less lo al achad yom. What did we have before? Lo avde al achad yom. El yom echad. The difference is a nuance. We'll see later. B'yishuv lo avidna. He has words, which is not in the Rach. B'shem chomer makom she'ani sham. What happened? I went from America to Eretz Yisrael. Right? I'm going, Kiazina, and I keep 2 days at the place that I am in right now. It's unintelligible. In Arizona, I keep only 1 day. So it's unintelligible. The midbar shall Eretz Yisrael, that's the same as Iraq. Mi avidna biyom shulchol. Second day. Mi am rabbanan b'chiyai gavna b'midbar. Nostin olav chumre makom sheyotze misham. Keep 2 days. Not. Amalei b'yishav aser b'midbar mutter. Very much like the Rach, but a few key words are different. B'deboi minel midbar shel Eretz Yisrael. Michlal b'chol makomos arto aser. Everywhere, throughout, anywhere, chutz starts, everything's going to be awesome. Atkan, the Ravan. Again, it's unintelligible at first glance. What do the words mean? Chumim makashani shama. And Naruto is only 1 day. What do you mean keeping 2 days? What's going on over here? Pile ploim mamsh. Pile ploim mamsh. Papela. Says the Chasam Sof, I'm going to add one word to the Ravah, one letter to the Ravah. Who wants to guess what the letter is? One letter? One letter. Mem. On what word?
Misham.
Correct. Kumamapa Shani Misham. One letter. The Chassam Sofer solved the problem. Only one problem. We don't like to add letters to Kadmon, and we wrote this Svarim almost 1,000 years ago, and no one ever changed it before him. But otherwise, it's unintelligible. In any event, the Chassam Sofer adds a mem, and says the same way as Pshat and Merach. And he says, you got to take out three words from the Gemara. What do you mean? B'yishiv lo avidna, Rabosai. I'm not going to do malacha in Yerushalayim. Why not? I mean, why not? Because you're a New Yorker, that's why not. What do you mean, Shiri Machlokas? Backwards. Fakert. Not doing malacha in Yerushalayim is going to cause a Machlokas. Says the Chassam, no problem. Take out those three words. Take out the three words. Take a look at Hagos Tziyunim on the side in our Gemara. Tevos would make Shiri Machlokas less of a Kama Rishon, but Sitzkikisveyad. So the Chassam Sofer took out the three words. It's already his precedent. The mem is a big problem. But this, take out these three words. This precedent. Okay? Fine. And therefore, the Ravan did not have the Girsa of the Pnei Shinoi Hamachlokas. Truth is, Rabosai, this is a remarkable pshat, but it's a big problem that men. Big problem. So if you'll see an amazing, amazing pshat was given by the author of Kli Chemda, which is found in your source sheets, Rabosai, in source 2, Os Chav Zayin, which is the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, quotes to Evan Schlein on the bottom of the Ravan, who quoted in turn the Kli Chemda. Look at this chart. B'yishiv lo avidna, the second line, not I don't do malach. Lo avidna shnei amim tovim. Mamash, 180 degrees. We understood lo avidna to mean what? I didn't do malach. No, I don't do yontif. People just are turning up their eyebrows. How can you say such a crazy thing? Are you for real? I mean, I don't do yontif. Afal gav shani b'nei chutzlartz. Kevin shu b'eretz Yisrael. Yesh olav chomer shu b'nei eretz Yisrael. Shalo lasa shnei amtovim. Michashash bal tosif. Whoa. I have the chumra. Can you believe this, John? I'm not going to keep 2 days yontif because I'm afraid of bal tosif. Baltosif. And the gear says there, Mipnei Shinu Yamachlokas. What do you mean, Mipnei Shinu Yamachlokas? That's why I didn't do Yontif B'Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Again, either Baltosif or because of Shinu Yamachlokas, whatever it may be, because I'll only keep 1 day. On the Bemidbar Eretz Yisrael, Shoal Mao Lasis Biyom Shu Barle Shuchol. What do they mean? Im Yesh O Chumra Shiyotze Bisham. Lachain Bemidbar Yesh O Lasis Bezam Im Tovim Olo. Strange with Chumra. Here's different Chumra than there. But Zem Muchok the Lekal and Meimar, the Koyal Yishu Shabuchutzlarts. You can't say the Yishla and Imidachutzlarts. The Pshita, the Kavish of Bechutzlarts, It's ridiculous, of course. What does it mean? It means what? It means Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Well, if he's that Pirish, be Yishuv also the Mimba Mutter, Hainu. The Be Yishuv shall Eretz Yisrael also Lasso Shnei Amim Tovim. Why? The Shinim Achloikos of Baltos. The Mimba shall Eretz Yisrael Mutter Lasso Yomtiv. And once it's Mutter Lasso Yomtiv, presumably it's Chayatu Yomtiv. It's impossible. Why is it impossible? Why is it impossible? Shaila is not, according to Ravan, whether you're allowed to make yontif, not make yontif. Well, look what the Ravan said. Shema mina. Let's look what he says. Midabar b'nei b'midah shel Eretz Yisrael b'chal d'chol makomos arto osu. What do you mean osu? What do you mean osu? Osu to do malacha. Shema mina. The davar shenog in bo yisrael b'medinas bavel b'chol parvaha osu l'shanos. You can't do any malacha. It's clear as day that the Ravan understood what? Avid Nalavin that refers to Malacha. The way Rashi, the way Tosas, the way we understood, everyone in the world understood. The Ravan clearly did not accept the pshat of the Klichemda. So now it's stuck. Chasam Sova's pshat is problematic. I see at a mem. The Klichemda's pshat is impossible in the Ravan. Absolutely impossible. Can't be. It can't be. As Rav Weiss points out, the Divrei Ravan lo mefarash kedamaran. He quotes from the Evan Shlemer. It's impossible. It doesn't work. So I believe that the correct shot in the Ravan is what Diane Weiss quotes over here from the Sefer Tam's Canaan. This is in the very beginning of source 2. Look inside. It's a brilliant shot. I hold it's Emes Lamita and Divrei Ravan. Emes Lamita. Tom's Kane came out from Tveria. Yevshel the first Divrei Ravan beYishuv lo avidna shekavanaso beYishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why? She had tsarach lo amishum chama makom she had tzasim misham ukshoama b'makom she'ani sham shadaimim kamo. Refers to what? Refers to chutzlaretz. And there's a riot in chutzlaretz, right? Look in the lines of the Ravan. The midbar shall Eretz Yisrael be avidna. Where are you until now? The Yishal avidna means Eretz Yisrael. Why is it where Eretz Yisrael? Five words later, Torah says no. Yishav is in Chutz Laaretz. The midbar shall Eretz Yisrael. That's right. It's muchach in the words. If Yishav meant Eretz Yisrael, just say the midbar. The midbar refers back to the previous phrase. No, the yishuv is chutz laaretz, and then only the midbar is in Eretz Yisrael. But the obvious question we asked before: wait a minute, if you're in chutz laaretz and you're from chutz laaretz, what's the shaila? What's the shaila, Rabosai? Okay, so let's keep going. He's still chutz laaretz. No chutz laaretz, just in Misha. Chasam sofer chidushav goras and tzadim ravan misham b'mokom sham elatzos ravanu shem sheyesh svar aloma shegam b'yoso b'yir b'gura b'chutzaretz kasher hechlit l'kboa d'yroso b'eretz Yisrael nechshav k'bnei Eretz Yisrael. He already has his ticket, his nefesh b'nefesh, his mamash going aliyah. You might have thought he's an Israeli right now living in New York. Al ze omar Shabiyishuv Koloma. Kozma Shani Biyishuv Shani Bukhutzarts in New York. Lo Avidna means also the Elasis Malacha. Fine? Okay? Can't do Malacha in New York. So I go on a trip, I go on a boat, and I land in Turkey, whatever. I'm traveling down, trekking through the desert of Eretz Yisrael. Rakbe Midbush Shal Eretz Yisrael. Shemi Shamani Nithlas Yashal Lesocha Shal Eretz Yisrael. Mutali lasas malacha. Umidika amarak midbar shal Eretz Yisrael mutter. Shmamina. Digam bederach nisiyasa mechutzlaretz Eretz Yisrael. Drak midbar shal chutzlaretz. Asala. Shabavel b'chol parva din echad lahem. I'm traipsing through the desert of Turkey. Desert. Mamish desert there. Or maybe I'm coming through Africa. I'm going through the Sahara desert. That's how I'm going through Sahara. Right, on a camel in the Sahara desert all by myself, with some who knows what guiding me. So there I'm right. You have to keep what? You have to keep how many days? What? 2 days. Even though I'm in Olech Hadash and I'm in no man's land, 2 days. That's the Chiddush Rabosai. This is Emes Lamita. Emes Lamita, Rabosai. It's the truth. It's interesting. If you look in the Yerushalmi and Megillah, Ben Ir Shenimtza Beir V'Dato Lakel the Krach. Isn't that Yerushalmi? the Megillah. You read it the 14th to the 15th. What do you mean? I've lived my whole life in Tel Aviv. My whole life. Yeah, but I'm moving to Yerushalayim. I have already my dira there. I have a job. So maybe while I'm in Tel Aviv already now, I have to keep the 15th, not the 14th. Interesting, sure. What's the maskan of the Gemara? B'yishuv asur b'malach. I'm still a chutznik. The Eretz Yisrael is mutter. We don't say not an Israeli until you arrive in Yerushalayim, which is your ultimate destination. If this shot is correct, Rabosai, which I think it is correct, there's no source whatsoever in the Ravan for all you fellas when you were learning in Karen B'Yavna, wherever you were learning, and you went to Eretz Yisrael for a year. What is your din? We're not discussing a case over here. We're discussing a case of an Olech Hadash. Fine. Fine. Now, it would appear, according to the Ravan Lechora, what about someone who lives in Chutz Laaretz and is on his way to go on Aliyah? That strictly speaking is already a Ben Eretz Yisrael. And he only keeps the Issa Malacha. Let's read the words of the Ravan again. Read the Ravan again. Ki kazil no Eretz Yisrael, I'm making Aliyah. The less will Yechad Yom be Yishav in New York, lo avid mishum lo avid the Malacha. Why? Mishum chomer mokom shani sham. If you read this Gemara, the words of the Rabbeinu, of the Ravan, if you read the words of the Ravan, Rabosa, you get an impression at first glance, it's paraphrasing our Mishnah. Chumer makom shaholach misham, sheyotze misham, v'chumer makom shaholach lisham. The only reason, Rabosa, you can't do any malacha, is why? Chumer makom shanisham. If you're really an Israeli already, but right now you find yourself in New York, that's a simple read of the Ravan. The simple read of the Ravan. Of course, if this is true, this Chumrah applies in a Midbar in Chutz Laaretz, even though I'm an Israeli, against a Mefurisha Din, which all the posts come out. The Shulchan Aruch. I'm an Israeli, I'm in the Midbar in Chutz Laaretz. According to this read of the Ravan, Rabosai, Mikra didn't hear an Israeli. He's doing Issa Malacha. Only why? Because of Shini Machlokas. Shulchan Aruch said, Shulchan Aruch, what does Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch said, based upon Tosis. Again, I'm an Israeli in America. So what's the din? What does Shulchan Aruch say? B'nei Eretz Yisrael Shabbat, L'chutz Laaretz. Can't do malacha. Can't do malacha. Okay. Can't do malacha. Let's chazer again. One second. It's very important to get this exactly straight. So this guy, what is this fellow? He's out at first glance, Ravan is saying he's going in Aliyah, he's really an Israeli. And why is Nisa Malacha? Because now he's in New York. Okay? He's like an Israeli. According to the Ravan, it applies in the Midbar in Chutz Laaretz. That's what you just got through saying, right? He said it's also even in the Midbar in Chutz Laaretz, only Midbar it's Yisrael. It does not apply. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about an Israeli who's in the Midbar in Chutz Laaretz? An Israeli in the Midbar Chutz Laaretz is permissible. Only us in the Melacha, an Israeli, be Yishuv. Only be Yishuv. But the Midbar is Mutter. The Midbar is Mutter. Since Mishnah Berurah Yud, Lafuki, if Yotzim and a Yishuv, Bola the Midbar, Ein Sarl is not committed Chutz Laaretz, Kevin should aim that Lashna Kehashav. He's an Israeli in the Midbar's Mutter. So the Ravan is against the traditional psak, this critical issue. An Israeli in the Midbar and Chutz Lars. According to the Ravan, keeps 2 days. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he keeps 1 day. That's assuming that the pshat in the Ravan, the Shemchum and Makom Shani Sham, means only because of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek Makom Shenagu, because of the Chumra of Makom Sheholach L'Sham. Nafkamina, what are you davening? What are you davening? If you're a chutznik, Rabbi Osai, this fellow, if he's a chutznik, the guy's going aliyah, he's a chutznik, he davens, of course, so we think, Yontif think of davening. There's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he davens a weekday davening. So if you read the words of the Ravan, critical words, again, Mishum, Chomer, Mokum, Shani, Shom, those 5 words. If those 5 words mean, oh, like the Mishnah says, oh, no, chumidis, but he's really an Israeli, he'd have to daven Israeli if he plans to go on Aliyah. Big nafkamin. I had this shayla, Rabbi Greenwald Shlita. I don't know Rabbi Greenwald from OJ and now from
Yisraelev.
Called me up once, says, Rabbi asked me, what's the din of somebody who has plans to go on Aliyah? Before Shavuos. What is he done? So, you know, those are big that he was trying to ask me in his lovedish way to tell me he's going to Eretz Yisrael. And they asked me a shayla at the same time. I told him 2 days. He's still an American. L'chora, it's against the Ravan. Ravan says, according to this pshat, which is the emes pshat, Shemuchum imok v'shani musham, it's only, he's really an Israeli. Another nafkamina, another fellow from my shul. Following had this following case. A man was going to Aliyah in the summertime. He went to visit Eretz Yisrael in Pesach time. Okay, he's coming back to Chol HaMoed for 2 months and going back. If he's a chutznik, he can't do malacha. According to the poskim, we'll say it that way from a ben chutzar in Eretz Yisrael. And if he's an Israeli, still pshat in the Ravan, then if he's an Eretz Yisrael visiting, he's mutar b'malacha on Pesach. Nothing shame. So what is it? Since the Shulchan Aruch paskins against the Ravan, as far as the Midbar Chutzlars, we may not pass like the Ravan. Maybe we pass in Rabbi Osa that he is an American. That's a psak of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe paskins, he's an American. Take a look at source number 3. Shulchan. Everyone with me? Source that everyone has? Do you have an English question, see? I don't know if you have it.
Greenwald's case, he was still in America.
He was still in America.
So did the Rabban say only in Midbar Eretz Yisrael?
No. If you read those words, hey, take it from me. If you read those words to mean only Mishum Chumrei Malcolm Shani Shah, if you're really an Israeli and you only keep eating Malcolm Bidu for the Chumrei, you have to die like an Israeli. If those are what the words mean. What's Rabban Moshe saying? Shalachain Eino Klum Machsha. Source 3. Shalachain Eino Klum. The call Yisrael Shomer Torah down the south of Eretz Yisrael, give the chakam the tap and the shuas Hashem, shukerif ayin. The chakam of Cholim Shoyava. We're actually all there to be a base, so you've been in there by Eretz Yisrael. Mach Hashem Echshav Nil Kvirs. Chinu Dilcha Achshat Tanitz of Eretz Yisrael. You are an American. I want to say the following Chiddush of Osai. Even the Ravan agrees. I want to reinterpret that lush of the Ravan, those 5 magic words. I want to reinterpret those 5 magic words. What are the 5 magic words in the Ravan? I'm going to have them again one more time. Line 2, the middle of the line. Mishum Chomer Mokom Sha'ani Sham. Doesn't mean paraphrasing the Gemara and the Nalef Medveis, Kuchumri Mokom Sha'alach L'Sham. No. What it means is, Sha'ani Sham means, I'm still an American. I haven't gotten to Eretz Yisrael yet. And what's the raya? Midbar Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is a pilpul. Midbar Eretz Yisrael. What's the Gemara Shaila? What's the Gemara Shaila? What did Ravan say? Look. What did Ravan say? Midbar Eretz Yisrael. Mi Yomer Rabbanu Ki Agavna B'Midbar Nozim Chumim Mokum Shiyotze Misham. So what do you see? The Gemara is still concerning the guy potentially as a chutznik even Midbar Eretz Yisrael, so he hasn't reached his destination yet. So Kavachol was in New York, he's a chutznik. So therefore I'm reinterpreting the words Mishum Chom Amokum Shanisham, not because of Mokum Shanagu. No, because right now I'm still an American. That's how I understand. He's still an American. He's still an American. What's the Shaila in Midbar Eretz Yisrael? He hasn't gotten to his destination yet. So therefore, maybe until I get to Yerushalayim, I'm still a chutznik. The Gemara says, no, I'm a ben Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the post quote in page Kuf Ayin Aleph, Yom Tov Sheni Kilchotzim from Shlomo Zalman from Yashiv, Refu Shalema. What? Since all of Eretz Yisrael is one big place, the minute you walk into Eretz Yisrael, you are an Israeli. You're an Israeli. Only in a case if you went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzarts, then it didn't change until they got to a Yishuv. Adka.
What does the Rabban mean then by the Midbar Eretz Yisrael?
The Midbar Shal Eretz Yisrael, what's it in? Mi Avid the B'yom Shuchol. Yom Rabban and Michael Gavda the Midbar Nosim Chukum Bar Mashiach Yotze Misham.
He's saying that he says if there's a Midbar Mashmah, then unless he thinks that all of Eretz Yisrael is a Midbar.
No. I haven't reached my destination yet. I'm going to Yerushalayim. Now I'm in the Midbar. Am I still a New Yorker? Oh, lo. Says the Gemara, the Midbar Mutter, I'm not a New Yorker anymore. Why not? I haven't reached my destination yet. The answer is, all of Eretz Yisrael is one big place, and there's no Yad Vashem. After they interpret. However, Rabosai, the Minchas Yitzchak says as follows. Let's look carefully over here in Os Chav Ches. The Maskonas Divrei Ravan Shekosel Midibor Min Emidbar Shel Eretz Yisrael Mechalat Bechol Mekom Es Atzer Wasser Shema Mino The Dome Shenogen Bo Yisr Shema Mino Akorcha The Mayer Lin Yisr Lassen Melocha. Oh, we saw already. I'm sorry. Yisr Lassen Melocha The Mayer Lin Yisr Sis Yad Vashani Eich Shaykh Lomba Bechol Mekom Es Atzer Wasser. That's what I'd rather Bechol Bo Bo Bechol Lassen Yad Vashani. This is important. We said it about Per earlier. That is this knocking out the Kli Chemz Pshah within the words of the Ravan. I mean to read you now, Rabosai, a different line. End of Chavov. Avol zeh hepech, last line of Chavov. Me'amavua b'shagdoli ha'poskin. The God and who b'midba shal Eretz Yisrael, and we are dying lo agir li'yishuv, av shein dayt olachzor, m'chuyev ol b'yant v'sheini kanal. That's what the Gedolei HaPoskim said. You haven't quoted who he's quoting yet. That if you're in America and you're in the trek through the desert of the Negev, trying to get to Yerushalayim, you're still a chutzpah. You have to keep 2 days. And the Ravan says, no, only one day. So these Gedolei HaPoskim, where'd they get it from? That you have to keep 2 days. So Rabbah Semetei Vachidish Nifla Benora Adba. The pshat of the Kli Chem that we saw just now in Chav Ches cannot possibly be pshat in the Ravan. Just can't work. It just doesn't work in the words. It doesn't work because the word means asim isim alach. It doesn't mean isim mega yon. I want, however, bring back the Kli Chem as pshat in Rabbeinu Chanana. And I have a riot to my pshat. Why? What's my riot? What's my raya? Look at the words of Rabbeinu Chanana, the last words on the page in the alphabet, the last words. Ubnei mekom yoshim shnayamim ki be'in ole meisik leretz yisrael. I want to go on aliyah. Dilo avdi ele yom echad. He took the verb avdi. What does the word avdi mean in rach speak? Do malacha to do yantiv? No? To do yantiv. You hear what I'm saying? That's my breakthrough. He used the word avdi, that's the operative term is avidna, avdi, same shoresh. He used the word avdi to mean do 1 day yantiv. He used exactly the same term. Rabban didn't say that. Ravan said the less so the chadyom, he would never use such a word. But the Rach used the word avdi elayom echad. So the word avdi in Rach speak means to make yomtiv. So to the word avidna, the yishuv lo avidna, when I get to the yishuv, I'm not going to make a day, an extra day of yomtiv. I'm not going to make an extra day of yomtiv. Why not? The pnei machlokes. I'm not going to keep yomtiv because I'm afraid of a machlokes. Wow. Wow. So the yishuv also means not also to make yomtiv because of machlokes. What a pshat. What a pshat. What about midbar Eretz Yisrael? Can I make a yontif? Maybe yontif anywhere in Eretz Yisrael is prohibited. Answers the Gemara, no. But midbar mutter, it's mutter for me to make a second yontif in the midbar Eretz Yisrael. Maybe I'm chayav to make a second yontif in the midbar Eretz Yisrael. Because I'm an American. Wow. Now it's true that the Klei Chemda said the Issa yontif sheni because of Baltosif. If it's Baltosif, it makes no sense. What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael, between the Midbar, and the Yishuv? But if we'll say it a little bit different than the Klei Chemda, it's because of Machlokes, it works perfectly. In the Midbar, there's no Machlokes, Rebbe Hossein. Wow! Wow! Yes?
How does that fit to the previous Gemara that said that there's no problem with Shia Machlokes by not being Baltosif?
Very good kash. What a great kash. Took the words out of my mouth. Took the words mamish out of my mouth. How can I say that there's a problem with Shina Machlokas by not doing Malach and Yerushalayim? We got to an offer in the Gemara we saw last week. Rama Rava says, no! Kama Batloni Gimashuka! 10% unemployment! Great Kasha! See, you can come with a great Terrence. Someone should be able to think of this Terrence. What melachos are asur on Erev Pesach? The melachos shenagu.
It's like Cholmoy.
At most like Cholmoy. You can do what you want. You can drive a car. You can put on, I'm just talking to you, you can put on your computer. I'm just giving modern day examples. Do whatever you want. You can't go to work. You, as we would call it in America. Can't go to work. Can't go to your day job. 10% of Americans have no day jobs, unemployed. So therefore, there's the fact that I don't go to work, there's no problem of shina machlokes. But if I'm going to abstain from almost all the lamites malachas, to be quite clear that I'm not conducting myself like you. Therefore, I'm in Yerushalayim and not doing malacha, it's going to be obvious to the people around me that I'm not doing any of the lava test malachas. That's my answer. Okay? Answer your question? Oh, let's continue. What about those who hold that an American in Israel has to keep 2 days? The standard shot, the Mishnah Berurah. What about machlokes? Apparently, I'm going to be my chiddush. Apparently, Chazal felt too bad. Too bad. You have to keep 2 days anyway. You want to make it fancier, as we said earlier. It's not going to cause a machlokes because even the Israelis, in principle, accepted the minhag of 2 days if and when they'll go to Chutz Laaretz or going to the Rambam or to the Midbar Chutz Laaretz, going to the Ravid, as we spoke about a little earlier. It's different than other minhag, Rabosa. Now I will explain to you something very, 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 very important.
The Ritva hold you do 2 days anyway.
Hold on. Be patient. Come to. The quote of the Ravan, we said, you keep 2 days in the Midbar in Chutzarts, different than other Minhagim. On the other hand, the Chacham Tzvi, we have mentioned it for the first time today. First time. In some place that's a dirty word. See, we have it in Yomar Makamos. You should have to be ready prepared for tomorrow's Shia. Source number 5. The famous Chacham Tzvi says, that an American in Eretz Yisrael keeps one day. One day. What happened to the din of Chumri and Mokko Shiyotzu Misham? Doesn't apply. We'll see later. Now I understand, Rabbi Osai, why we had to pay Afkas Rochel as the Kasha. How can they make public minyanim? Yotam Dikim minyanim in Eretz Yisrael, but Farhesya. You know what the answer is? It's Farhesya anyway. If they're not going to make a minion of Yontem Tikadami, it's going to be fair, and they're going to see walking around, he's not going into a car, he's not doing any work, doesn't have a pen in his pocket. He's not. You see Jews in the street on Yontem and Shabbos, it's different than you see Jews in the street during the week. They just look, everything's different about them. So therefore, it's going to be obvious. It's going to be obvious, they might as well daven the fair answer too. That's my pshat. Contrast this, Rabosai, with an Israeli in America. Is he allowed to have an Israeli minion? What do you think? Absolutely not. It's Farhesya. This is the psak of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael. You look at this Sefer page, Kuf Samaches, Rabbi Yoshev, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. No. BigQuestion.com. This is the main question for today. Does this impact you and me? The Rock is referring to an Olech Hadash, right? Ki be'ino lemesek l'Eretz Yisrael. What about, we're going just for a week? Does the Rock speak to us, doesn't speak to us? We said before that the Ravan did not speak to us. Ravan's talking about a case of a guy who's taking a trip going to Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with us. What about the Rach? So according to the Kli Chemda's chat, that the Rach is referring to the Kli Chemda himself understood the Rach to be referring to a case of an American who's visiting in Eretz Yisrael. Visiting. And he says, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael should not do Malacha, he should not keep Yontif rather because of Machlekes. So the Chacham Tzvi is right, V'lav mitameh. That's what Kli Chemda said. However, the Kli Chemda you can find over here, again, it's printed in source number 2, Hagoyim Kli Chemda, Ba'oifen Shesvilik HaChacham Tzvi. So what does it say? He's saying if you're an American, you're in Israel, it's Chashash Bal Tosif, so you're not allowed to do any, keep a yontif in the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. So Shalom Bal Tosif. Midbar Eretz Yisrael. See, there he wasn't sure. What is he? Is he a chutznik? He's not a chutznik. Whatever pshat it may be, he's visiting. Fine. But according to our interpretation, that no, kibina la mesak. What's the mesak mean? Literally, aliyah, to go up. As the Thomas Canaan understood it. So the Rach holds. He is the source. For those Gedolei HaPoskim that are cited over here, Abosai, that are cited over here in the very last line of Os Chavav in source number 2, the Gedolei HaPoskim, if you're in Midbar Eretz Yisrael and you haven't reached the Yishuv yet, so they say you're still an American. That's what the Rach is saying, Abosai. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel. That's exactly Rabbeinu Chananel's case. That's exactly his case. To reach Yerushalayim, you're a chutznik. That's exactly the case. So what's it then? B'midbar, you keep Yatim Sheni. There's no Sheni in Machlok. It's in the desert, and you're a chutznik. But Yishuv, you know what Yishuv means, Rabbi Osai? What does Yishuv mean? A different Yishuv. The old days, they'd take a boat, they'd land in Haifa, port city, and go to Yerushalayim. I'm now in Haifa. If my brother came from the desert and he's in somewhere in, who knows, in the middle of the Negev, so he's still a chutznik. I'm in Haifa. I haven't reached Yerushalayim. Sounds like I'm still a chutznik. Says the Gemara, B'yishuv osur to make yontif, even though I'm an American. Can't do it in Haifa. Why? Because of machloikes. Everyone is keeping chol. That's Pshat Rabbeinu Chananel. Look at the words, see how it fits in. Ana de kabina B'nei Makom Eretz Yisrael. I'm an American. Ki b'ino lemezik l'Eretz Yisrael. Lo avdi. They'll make only one day on. So what's the din? The din is b'yishuv. When I get to a yishuv in Haifa, lo avidna. Can't do it because they're not going to keep me one day. B'midbar Eretz Yisrael mao. When I'm in the midbar in Eretz Yisrael, what do I do? Mara says b'midbar is mutter, and therefore I'm chayav to make yantif because I'm still an American. However, even though I'm convinced this pshat is correct and the klichem this pshat is not correct, klichem refers to talking about a tourist, and we're saying the rach is referring to an olech hadash, it doesn't matter. The same as a tourist is a chutznik, so is an olech hadash a chutznik until he reaches his final destination. And therefore, just like according to the pshat of the klichem, which does not work in the Ravan, as we saw in Mechatzitza, who was saying it does work in the Rach. And a guy who is an Olech Hadash is still a Chutznik in Haifa. He only keeps one day Yontif, Shani Yamach Leikis, with the Haifaim. So to an American tourist who spends a week in Sukkot in the David Citadel, wherever else he happens to be, he has to keep only one day. Comes out Rabbeinu Sai, exactly the opposite of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, quoted Rabbeinu Hanan, was saying an American in Israel has to keep 2 days. Why? He understood Kipshuto. I don't do Malacha. Where are they saying like the Chem the Faket? You can't even second day hunter. And the Ravan proves nothing. Because the Ravan is referring to what? To someone who's on his way to Eretz Yisrael, to go on Aliyah. Right? And you can't bring a raya from there to someone who's just a tourist, as we said before. And then there's no proof. Let's just summarize today's shift and stop now. We'll just summarize. And tomorrow we'll try to finish up the Maror Makomos and analyze much more carefully on Halacha Lemaisa what to do. If you're a tourist in Eretz Yisrael. Number one, Tosfos of Pshat in the Gemara is referring to someone who is going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz. Okay, what's the din? Can't do Malacha B'Yishuv. What is that din? Called the Rashi B'Tzina, called the Tosfos even B'Farhesa, excuse me, called the Rashi, he can't do Malacha B'Farhesa, called the Tosfos is always B'Farhesa. We're going to discover you, everything's also even B'Tzina. And the Mishnah Berurah passed like Tosfos, Rav Achronah against the Taz, who passed like Rashi. Fine. Nothing about an American there, it's called the Tosfos, it's backwards. Again, I get a little bit of a kitzur. It's not quite an Israeli in the Chutzar, it's America, it's Nisan Tishrei, but it's in fact the same thing as Manasseh. According to the Rabbeinu Hanan, the flip shot, if you learn what Avidna means, Yishalo Avidna means what? I don't do Malacha, Rav Shlomo Zalman's pshat, means you have to keep 2 days if you're a tourist. According to our pshat, the Klichem pshat, the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Avim is you don't keep yontif, you have to keep only one day if you're in Yerushalayim. So flip right from one extreme to the other. According to the Ravan, there's no Raya either way, because the Ravan does not learn the Klichem pshat, impossible. And the Chasam Sofer pshat is difficult. Why? That's the other word, the letter men. The best pshat we had in the Ravan was the in-between pshat, the pshat of the Tam Zekanin, which is over here again in source number two. He's going on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And what do you do today? What do you do? Mishum chum chom abak mashani sham calls man, you're in America. You have to keep 2 days, that's what we're talking about. Even though you have plans to go on Aliyah. And in Eretz Yisrael, keep 1 day. If you're an Olech Hadash, not a person who's a tourist, it proves nothing about our case. So we went to Rabbeinu Sai, four pshatim in the sugya. Tosfos, two flip shotim in the Rabbeinu Hananel, and the pshat in the Ravan. Which we didn't like, but they had a big pakol, so it didn't work out, which I'm not going into right now. Well, Hashem, we covered a lot of ground. Tomorrow, again, 11 o'clock. Is that a good time?
See him for 1 at 12.
See him for 1 at 12?
For a chance call.
So make 10:30 to